Tucker Carlson, What Does Joe Biden Believe? We Still Don't Know. By Jeff Poor on November 25, 2020. Tuesday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his program asking what Joe Biden believes regarding his vision for America. According to Carlson, that was unknown, but there are clues in cabinet and staff's picks. Transcript as follows. Carlson, so here's a question for you. What does Joe Biden believe? What are his plans for our country? Well, it is hard to comprehend this, but the truth is, we still don't know the answers to those most basic questions, we don't. Somehow Joe Biden made it through an entire presidential campaign, most of the year, without telling us. A partisan press corps let him get away with it. That may be the single most dishonest thing that has ever happened in American politics. If you're looking for election rigging, there you go. Tens of millions of people voted for a candidate who wasn't real. They voted for a ghost with a whitened smile. They had no idea who this man was. They had no idea who they were voting for, or what he might do if he got elected. But at the urging of the media, they voted for him anyway. And so now the rest of us get to find out what they voted for. Joe Biden is starting to assemble his cabinet. So we're going to go by his choices to let us know what we can expect. And what is emerging so far as of tonight looks a lot like the HR department at a large left-wing multinational. Heaps of woke authoritarian social policy mixed with a corporatist economic agenda. So the rest of us will get stern lectures about our moral failings. Those never end, while a small group of highly connected people will get even richer. Does that sound familiar to you? If Jeff Bezos and the Google guys took over the entire US government, and effectively they have, this is what it would look like. Steve Ricchetti is the archetype for the new Biden aides. He is now one of Joe Biden's closest advisors. Ricchetti has spent years as a lobbyist. He is representing companies like General Motors, AT&T, GlaxoSmithKline, Eli Lilly, Nextel, Novartis, Pfizer, all the big pharma companies. Ricchetti is one of the people who helped lead the alignment of big business squarely behind the Joe Biden for President campaign. And he was the perfect man to do it because he shares their goals and their worldview, particularly on the question, the central question of China. 20 years ago, Steve Ricchetti was the deputy chief of staff to Bill Clinton. And in that role, he helped lead the effort to allow China into the World Trade Organization. That turned out to be not a small thing at all. His lobbying worked. The result, in the end, it was one of the greatest disasters ever to befall this country in peacetime. One study by the Economic Policy Institute. And there are others, but this one found that thanks to that decision to let China into the WTO, the United States lost nearly 3.5 million good-paying jobs, and the effects of that have rippled through the generations. If you're wondering why there's a fentanyl epidemic in middle America, if you're wondering why the life expectancy for American-born, middle-class Americans is in decline, that's a big part of the reason. Millions of men lost their jobs, and an entire society collapsed. If you live inward from the coasts, you've seen it firsthand. Steve Ricchetti was one of the people behind it. Not the only one, but one of the key people. He wasn't punished for it. In fact, he has been promoted. Joe Biden wants more of it. Biden also wants less dissent from the population. Biden knows what we all know, which is that an armed society is an independent society. He's not for that. And that's why he's hired Congressman Cedric Richmond as a senior advisor. Richmond plans to disarm law-abiding Americans. Not criminals, people who commit gun crimes are now being let out of jail. But law-abiding Americans, people who have done nothing wrong. Who have tried in good faith to protect themselves and their family, they will be punished. That's not speculation, by the way. Richmond has said so on television. Here he is on CNN last year. Begin video clip. Rep. Cedric Richmond, DLA, it is a buyback, then I'm all for it. If it's a mandatory buyback, I think you may run into some complications. But the thought of it does not offend me and it sounds like something I could support. End video clip. Carlson, so gun control didn't play a large role in our debates coming up to the election. There was almost no discussion about issues for 6 months. But it's becoming clear that preventing Americans from defending themselves and their families is a big part of the Biden agenda. And that's part of the reason that campaign manager Jennifer O'Malley Dillon to be his deputy chief of staff. At a time when a record number of Americans have purchased legal firearms to protect themselves from skyrocketing crime, Dylan has called for this confiscation of more than 10 million legally owned firearms. Again, we're not making that up. It's not propaganda. Here she is saying it herself. Begin video clip. Jennifer O'Malley Dylan, designate White House Deputy Chief of Staff under U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. Put a plan that supports, we'll see, mandatory buybacks of weapons of war. The assault weapons ban is very, very important, and we need to have it. But that only takes weapons of war off the streets in the future. It does nothing for weapons of war that are currently out there, and I think there's 15 or 16 million. End video clip. Carlson, I think there's 15 or 16 million. She doesn't know the numbers. She doesn't know anything. Imagine what she knows about firearms or about anything else, probably about zero. What end does the bullet come out of? She doesn't know. But it doesn't matter, she plans to seize them anyway. Mandatory buybacks are seizures. Taking private property by force. Not because the people who own those firearms have done anything wrong. They haven't. Jennifer O'Malley Dylan just doesn't think you should be allowed to have them. So what's that going to look like? What's it going to look like when the Biden administration tries to disarm law-abiding Americans? Apparently, we'll find out. We do know the entire country could look very different very soon. Alejandro Mayorkas will make certain of that. Biden has chosen him to run the Department of Homeland Security. Now, the Department of Homeland Security. If you're old enough, you will remember was created almost 20 years ago in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. And it had just one purpose, protect the country. Mayorkas has a different plan for DHS though. He plans to use the agency to radically increase the amount of immigration from the third world into America because America doesn't have enough going on right now. We just don't have enough problems. So we're going to mix it up a little bit. In an interview a few years ago on PBS, Mayorkas called for amnesty, legal amnesty for anyone who arrived in the United States illegally under the age of 31, regardless of how old they are now. Think about that. How many people would that include? Well, probably tens of millions. Watch. Begin video clip. Judy Woodruff, PBS host, so what else would you look for? Alejandro N. Mayorkas, former Deputy Secretary of the United States Department of Homeland Security. Perhaps a greater population of individuals who would qualify in terms of their age. So one of the limitations on DACA was one had to be under the age of 31 at the time of application, even though one might have been brought to the United States as a two-year-old decades ago. And so really, the determinative factor should be how old was one when one came to the United States, as opposed to how old one is now. Woodruff, but you could see it being, you'd like to see it expanded? Mayorkas, I would. End video clip. Carlson, yes, I would. Guys like that and Barack Obama is a perfect example, are the opposite of Donald Trump. No matter what Trump says, he could be reading the phone book. He could be reading the lyrics to the birthday song and it always sounds raw, big, loud, jarring. But people like that, the actual radicals, people who are saying things that are completely out of the mainstream, and you can check the polling. That's not speculation. That view is not a majority view. It's the view of a tiny group of radicals. But people like that, say those things in the calmest tone, like it's totally natural, of course, yes. Not a big deal. It is a big deal. If Mayorkas gets his way, this will be a different country overnight, with very different politics. And of course, different politics are the entire point. So that's a snapshot of domestic policy as it's shaping up under the Biden administration. How about foreign policy? Well, Joe Biden says he is nominating a man called Anthony Blinken, Tony Blinken, to be Secretary of State, the head of our foreign policy. Blinken is the co-founder of a so-called strategic consulting group known as Westech Advisors. We know that Westech has represented Silicon Valley firms and pharma companies. But because technically, it is not a lobbying operation, we don't know that much more. Westech is not legally required to disclose where they are getting their money. We do believe Eric Schmidt of Google, at least reportedly, was a client of Westech, and that tells you a lot. Blinken himself has written op-eds for the New York Times. He has been a global affairs analyst at CNN, and that tells you a lot. Like everyone else on that channel, Blinken fell hard for the ludicrous Russia collusion line. Watch. Begin video clip. Tony Blinken, CNN Global Affairs Analyst. Every time the president tears down the FBI or Mueller or any of our institutions, he is actually doing Mr. Putin's bidding. It's exactly what Putin was trying to do in our elections that is so doubt about the credibility and legitimacy of our institutions. The president's ongoing collusion with Russia's plans is really striking, intentional or not. End video clip. Carlson, so when you criticize the FBI, that's not your First Amendment right as an American. No, you're, quote, doing Mr. Putin's bidding. It's all part of, quote, the president's ongoing collusion with Russia. Now, Tony Blinken is the best we produce. There's not a credential that he doesn't have. He went to Harvard, unlike you. But as with so many people with those credentials, he's not a genius. And you can tell that by his position on the invasion of Iraq. Here was Blinken during the Obama administration, celebrating our occupation of that country. Like it's been a roaring success. Begin video clip. Blinken, the wisdom of going to war in Iraq is something that is going to be debated for years, and I'll leave that debate to the historians. But what's beyond debate and what news coverage of Iraq, in my judgment, too often fails to acknowledge is that Iraq today is less violent, more democratic, and more prosperous, and the United States more deeply engaged there than at any time in recent history. End video clip. Carlson, yes, Iraq is in great shape. Good point, Tony Blinken. You seem like a pretty smart guy, you should be Secretary of State. And so under Joe Biden, he will be. Not impressive. But what does it all add up to? It's starting to look like the opposite. The mirror image of what Donald Trump ran on in 2016. Policies that were so popular, Trump got elected on them. Despite having no background in politics whatsoever, coming completely from the outside and rattling people a little bit, and he still got elected. Because those policies were popular and they remain popular. But Biden apparently is about to give us the opposite. More giveaways to our chief global rival, the government of China. More pointless wars in the Middle East that no one outside Washington supports. Massive increases in illegal immigration. Along with a huge drop in American wages that always is the inevitable result of that. When you flood the low-end labor pool, the price of labor goes down. That's called supply and demand, geniuses, but they don't care. And then, of course, the attendant chaos and instability at home, which they have stoked for months now. Fewer Americans are able to defend themselves and their families in the face of that chaos, which they caused. And above all, and this is the defining characteristic so far, more corporate control over our lives. This is the point. This is the theme. Let's hope we're wrong. But as of tonight, it looks like this is what we're staring down. If you believe the federal government is powerful now, in some cases too powerful, wait until it fully aligns with big business. That appears to be happening. The question is, how many people knew they were voting for that when they voted for this guy? Probably not too many. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.